Yeah,
yeah.
You?
Yeah,
save my stender. Some people walk in.
Start by three. The Zelda, 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 want to try to mamshich provide a little bit of mitzvahs as reasons. Another knetch, another winkle in the chiluk as reasons. And the kara dvarim, the stamad ayom was expecting this. Kara dvarim from the sugi we learned this month, Baruch Hashem. Amar of Gigol Marav. And I am shishboyin the kaimus ha-mitzvah. Moradon says, in Einstein is born the kindness of Mitzvah, Shanem and Shpati, Rakayim, and Lishbar, and Mishpatay, and Kechel. Now, like Mushpa, we only know Sinai. The person sees, when we show you, Tzadikim, the Derech of Tzadikim, the Dover Hogan. There's a Derech of Tzadikim from Dover the Melech, we see. Then when they were Mitzrape in a Mitzvah, they would add on a Shvua, the Mechaib and the Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mushpa vay marasina, what do you mean geshvu? Where is the mocha for a shvu? Why is the right proper thing to make a shvu? Zok the Gemara kamashman, the shori lay the inish, the zuze nafshe. The matoro of the lishpoyin, the kaimis, and mitzvahs is to be poiled to two oiv, the zuze nafshe. The kamar rishoinen, the zuze nafshe, is moitzi from its ad shvu ashov. There's even Makaris and Rishayim, we didn't have a chance to talk about this in the Chaburis, but there's Makaris and Rishayim, that the Zeruzei Nafshi is such a choshev uftu, that the whole Shavuah is chal. The second Shavuah, the Gemara asks, there's no mocking for the Shavuah. The Shavuah is chal because it's called the Shavuah is accomplishing a new thing. It's chal, it's Meichel Zeruzos, so Meichel Zeruzos, it's Meichel Zeruzos, it's chal about Yachem. State that there's a whole matur, there's a whole mahalich of making a zivus duch shvur. What we want over here, state this gehertz as vizus. State that this nekud is gehertz as vizus. What? So here's neschadish a new nekud as vizus. And this is the nubus that we call a hisofas a machayev. And darke as vizus. And without this, it's impossible. Impossible, kapshuta. Mafkiya totally me the sansos. Midarki Azuzis is not to only rely on Yeruach Chaim and Nishvas Chaim, Yeruach that you have inside of you. I spoke about last week. Midarkim Shal Tzadikim, Midarkim Tamid, the Chachamim is that the Moisif, I'm a Chayiv. It's a Shvur. If I'm not going to be Mazar, it's going to be over a Shvur, Shvur Chamura. It's going to be over a Shvur, it's going to be Divrei Shvur. Which we should have this Mahalach here. But Kaponim, there's a Shvur. That's Bechayim. This is one I want to open up tonight. I'm going to learn up Etzim, it's a Sivya. Atzuma, Sivya Shleim, Mifmi Atzma. Dvorm Sheim, Mim Tzoyv. Bekach HaYadarkim, Shekol Oiv Dei Hashem, Kol HaZuizim. And Mizarazin, Elam HaZurazin. And Kol HaZuizim. The huge part of their voice is Hashem. Me'ikir Yichalokim of the Yizim Hashem was that they didn't rely on the Zuizis from Mifnim. They stole away mechayvim, shibudim. Man, this is a mefurish mishnah. We're back to the mishnah that we started in the beginning. Going back now to the beginning. The mishnah. We read with parfen oimer. Hayoyim kotzer v'amalocha meruba v'apoyelim atzelim. So we read the beginning of the Mishnah. To learn up the Ben Yehuda, that was this in the Soidis Nevada. The tarfin over here is being metair. What is the matzav of Olam Hazeh? This is the constant matzav of Olam Hazeh. Hayim kotzer. A person has a short life, very short life. He has a short life, there are not so many hours even in each day. V'amalocha meruba. Biyachas, to how much he has to accomplish, the amount of time he has, the malach is meruba. V'apoyle matzelim. This is also part of the tier of matzav that Rabbeinu Yehuda said. The fact is, apoyle matzelim. As Rabbeinu Yehuda learned. Elu b'nei adam, let's go over, nachamol. Elu b'nei adam, shemitzatzlim nilmei Torah. Ki gam hachachomim azrizim mitzatzlim heim. This is what we saw in Ben Yehuda then. The Mishnah is not talking about stam yena atzim. The Mishnah is talking about every person. Even a chachamim has reason beside something. So I'll add on. Even a chachamim who have the ruach inside of them. They have the ruach. But they're also misatzel. Apoyil matzelim. Ki teva adam misatzel. They know them need some event. But b'shtei to, and the Hemshecha Mishnah, the Mishnah is Moisif, u'bal rabai is doiche. That we didn't speak out in the beginning of the Bible. There's a sefer to the Mishnah. U'bal rabai is doiche. What is the Tana giving Suva the Bala Bayis Doichik? State Shainas. State. Yom Kotzer, Melachim, Ruach, Poyim, Ratzelim. We've got to get moving. What is even Moisif with the Bala Bayis Doichik? The Bala Bayis Doichik. What's even Moisif with the Bala Bayis Doichik? Rabbi Ruchim. He's a state in the last half of Mamusa. Less four shmuz in his life. It's like this chelik of the Mishnah. Less, you land the Das Vachamuz, you see over there. Less four chelik of Shmuz in his life. He made a big noise out of this. This chelik of the Mishnah is sugya called Baal HaBayis Doichik. In the Mishnah state, it's not enough for you to know that I am caught in Malachim Ruba, Poyel Metzelim. You have to shtel a vek in your life something that's called a Baal HaBayis Doichik. The Ibish is stupid. The Ibish is stupid. There's a Doichik. He's a pressure. I know that word's also to say to me. Toshin, I intense pressure. But the Tana says, "What can I do?" Balabai is doichik. The Eibush is stupid. The Eibush is pressuring. The Eibush is pushing. And if you don't bring them in, you're going to remain apoyle matzelim. The only way to be mafki apoyle matzelim is with the balabai is doichik. The balabai is doichik. We don't see the Eibush is doichik. We have to shtel a vek. Our lives are Baal HaBayis Doichik. Let's see what we talk about tonight. We mentioned this Indian, what has to do with atlas, and how much can make a mapech in a person's life. I want to take this as namnus. I'm just going to say, I'm still in sugya. To be mazmer, shitasi, shalmoy v'rabi of Osher Shlito. One of the things always attacked so often is Ketzav Alimud. Ketzav Alimud. It's from the, what we call in English, the last of the Mohicans. The last people are still learning at a fast pace, pushing, stopping. The endless is the Boshu will get upset at me. I'm coming to be Mazda with him, if the Mazda everyone else. I mean, he's learning like they learned for the last, you know. The last 70 years, without him, Maz Bezayim. The Nakudim is not without him in the Hezbollah. There's a Machoikis in Surah Salimah. The Moshe holds, I'm not going to go into that now, just let it sugya recover. Moshe holds, the Etzim Surah Salimah is, you have to move. You have to move in learning. You have to move. In the Mela, everyone pines to read the Sadduris. People don't have the same Kalim. People don't have the same Koiches and Nefesh. People can't do the same thing. You can't change. You can't change the Mahus. We could change. The Shini Adduris could be in the application of things. You can't change the Yisoidus. The Basha holds. That's the Yisoidus. Maybe other. I'm not coming in Machas Reishi Ben Aaron. Maybe other. The Sheshivas, maybe other, tell me the Chum hold that it's not part of the Tzuris Etzim Alimut. I'm coming to explain something else. I'm coming to explain. How does it go? How does it work? That's a shahada. I mean, the Svara says that you have to see the kelim, you have to see what a person can do. If you could learn a certain way, and you could be maspik a certain thing, so then you could try to feed him. You know? How could you shtelavek l'chatchila, the quota? How could you shtelavek l'chatchila, the output that you want, b'cheftza higher and more than a person has kelim? I was in the shir close to 5 years. I've been shaykhis to people. I don't know one person, who when they went in the shir was holding by keeping the pace of the shir. Not one. I don't know anybody who when they were going to the shir was holding by keeping the pace of the shir. It means you have a mahalich halimut that shtelavek miyikara hechir from the kaychis. Hechir from the kaychis of the what does he want? What does he want? So pukhazi, a lot of people talking. A lot of casualties. Sach casualties. Oh, well, it's actually a lot of people make it. A lot of people. What's the pshat? So, Kinnear, he says, if you shtip the oilim, they're going to step up. What's the pshat? That's not coming to explain. How does it work? Maybe a little bit also in Shabbi Mazda. What does he want? Come moving over here. I'm not coming to sell a bunch of shit. I'm over here. It's after that. Ligdo, I mean this famous. Ligdo, a tsugang in life. It's not, I'm not trying to sell the shira. It's a sugang in Torah, it's a sugang in Avodah. It's a meir to sugang. And you see the difference. There are people holding, and the one was higher, and there are people who are lagging behind. I want to try to explain a little bit where it's coming from. I've heard the chats like this. This is the side of this Mishnah, the side of Baal Bayis Beichet. The Shavuot who created this Kavala Gabriya, the most nifle the Gabriya from the Tikhara Briya, the Nezer Briya is the match. All of us. That's the Nezer Briya. But there's a Chilik Yisoidi between the Briya, the creation, called Adam, and all other things that create in this world. There's many Makars, we one Makar. The Ikrim says, all other Brias, all the creation in the world, in this world, when they were created in a complete fashion. They were created more or less as a final product. Shar ben yoyim oikar shar. A shar is born already, my walks already, can almost even eat by itself. Shar, it's a faratic shar. The Adam is exact opposite. Zok to the Ikrit. The Briyas Adam, it doesn't say Kitoiv, it doesn't say the Yar Hashem Kitoiv, because Rashi says Kitoiv was said when the Nivra reached, the Briya reached a certain Shleimus. The Adam was created Dafter, not B'Shleimus. What does that mean? The Adam was created as what the Svarim called B'Koyach. He's a B'Koyach Dika Nivra. In our terms, we would say he's a work in progress. That's what an Adam is, B'Cheftza. He's not a fartig gezach. His shleimus is waiting to be realized. His shleimus, Adam, is created untapped potential. He's not showing the chlal. His potential is so much near, and that's the tafkid of the person to be moitzi. It's koiches al apoyel. That's what we're here for. That's mitzad echot. Mitzad sheni, what are we learning? The Ozman, the mensch is doch an otzel, he's doch afrius. Said Shane is off the tarfin, read the Mishnah of Apoyalim Atzelim. You have this person who has a welt of koiches in so many areas, a welt of koiches in Lima Torah, in Tikkun Amidus, in his Gabrus Ayetzer. People think they don't have the koiches, they have Yetzaharas, they don't have the koiches. You know what a human being is? You don't think you have the koiches, I'll show you about the koiches. You don't know the koiches. You don't have koiches. The koiches were mentioned on the shir, and they're all inside of him. It's koiches at sum and anmoid. Apoyalim at seilim. All the production, all the output that's waiting, Benson, there's a pit there, and there's tons of things that are supposed to be moitz l'poyal. But the body doesn't want to go anywhere. It's the opposite. Our body is, nothing moves. It doesn't want to move. It doesn't want to. Culture cane, it doesn't want to advance because it's a bigger machayev. The more it produces, it's machayev more and more and more. So you have a matziv where the mensch, there's so much there to be produced. There's unashir that's there to be produced. What does Bahim have to do ready in his life? What does he have to do? The human being is there. So much each person in his own olam has so much to produce. And look at another gadol, you see it seer of what production is. What one person could do. Apoyelam atzelam. Can we restate in the Mishnah, even though the koyach we saw last week, that a person has this meyudikah koyach inside of him, called the ruach, or bekenira, the fight between the ruach and the guf, the fight between the ruach and the afias of the person is too schwer, it's too schwer, it's shtendik, it's keseder, and the ruach pushes, he loosens up for a second, the body weighs down. You need the only way to really start producing and maybe get your ruach to constantly be working is with a bala bayis doichik. What's a bala bayis doichik? So here we come to another yisoy, basic yisoy in doichik as much of a person. And yisoy is a simple yisoy. And yisoy is that when the person is mechuyiv, when a person is mechuyiv, so all of a sudden, all those oitzrus of untapped potential that a person has, those untapped pleasures, they all of a sudden they come to the fore and they come out of nowhere and they step up to the plate. That's the word. It's Yisoid Otzam and the Kriches Nefesh of a person, the Kedishka. In English, it's the same. I think I have it right. It goes, the necessity is the mother of creation. That's what they say. There were so many creations, inventions. When a person was born, where does the musik of invention come from? Where does that come from? Invention means yesh me'ayin. A person creates something that never was, never before. A utensil, a fork, a knife, a machine, a microwave, an oven. Where do these things come from? So this it says many times the pshat was someone needed something. So that shaft, where did it come from? The teretz is the brain is a meridik of mitzias. It has unbelievable einfalls, different things in it. Just without the mechayiv, nothing would happen. When you have a mechayiv, the brain invents things. The brain doesn't only invent things in the world, the brain invents things in learning. Where did the chidush of Chaim HaLevi come from? What is a teretz? Everyone's asking a kasha in the city, and all of a sudden teretz comes out of nowhere. Naya teretz, b'kadekas kasha. Where does it come from? It comes from inside the seichel. When a mensch has a mechayiv, all of a sudden the same seichel that couldn't begin to start thinking of a teretz, all of a sudden it accesses a koyach, the giraffes, it's koyach, it's megayis, it's koyachas, and stoops and it pulls out the koyachas that it has. The ruach, it obviously uses the ruach because it has in order to push the body needs the ruach. But the force, the pressure, the stoop, that shafts by the person. This is the yisoid ba'al habayis doichik. This is the yisoid of nishpoyim the kindness of mitzvahs. I want them to think a little bit about this. And this is a maybe they could think. And the same exact person who learns a sugi without a mechayim and with a mechayim. Someone myself. I know myself. I could tell the people. The person has to write a shtickle Torah. You know, takes who knows how long. You give him a deadline. You have to catch tomorrow. Deadline place. The safe is going out. All of a sudden, he comes up. Things gets clearer. Things. Where did it come from? What happened? What changed? It's my pech. It's unbelievable. It's to marry the Kazakh. What changes? I say this all the time. Be honest. What changes? I could talk to Yungaman, the same Yungaman in a sugi that he says chabura. My first say chabura. I could talk to the same Yungaman in a week. He says it's the same chabura, and the week he doesn't say chabura. The week he doesn't say chabura, I talked to him. And the week he says chabura, the guy is shoyel in the sugi. He's not saying he's holding exactly what I'm holding, but someone I could talk to. Guys, holding the sugi. What happened? What's the shame? Where? What had happened? All of a sudden became a grace of Kishon before he wasn't a Balkishon. All of a sudden became a grace of Masmanil. It's something called a Machayev. This Kayach Machayev is a ridiculous act. It's unbelievable. It's a pellet. Is an Amgadol, remember. Zelu Mazel was putting this in Adam Gadol. Every time I used to ask him a shayla, such a lamed in the person. Unbelievable. Within a half an hour, he'd come back to me with Maruch Hashlemus. But Lamais, the person, put him next to another, ungodly grew up with, the other person put out 25 Sfarim, has hundreds of Talmidim. This person, you know, what's the difference? The person has the same Zakoich. I see, all right. When I ask him a question, he comes back to me with a half an hour later with a Maruch Hashlemus. It's there. One person, he was Mechayiv himself. He put Mechayiv in his life, and that Mechayiv took out the Kaifas. The other person, all of a sudden, there's a question. Someone asked him a question, and he has a Mechayiv. So then, yeah, of course, Shtop Tam Agav. My Mamuzi is one of the unbelievable Kaifas of Akasha. Akasha, the Etzim is a Mechayiv. That's what it is. Before you ask a person Akasha, he doesn't think of anything, you know? All of a sudden, you ask Abu Sakasha, all of a sudden, he starts thinking, yeah, I've had this before. Akasha also, Akasha is a tzir, the cloud of the Mechayiv, gets the brain to feel shver and starts thinking and starts pushing and shtops. Look around the world, you see the koyach of a Mechayiv. I remember once in Dubai, Kabur, could say his name, Aaron Feldman. Remember once, Aaron Feldman told me, it's after the sugi of Yag Yag Val Yama. So also in the Kabur, we shtop. So the Rebbe, we stop. The Daf, we stop. Well, no, we don't. We have to go weiter next. So we had a big fight. He was always behind. So towards the end of the weekend, he didn't touch the sugi of Yavar Yav. He said, "Okay, you have over Shabbos. You have Friday Shabbos. Friday Shabbos. Get going." Remember, he came back to me afterwards. Most positive. He came back to me afterwards. He said, "I never had Shri Friday Shabbos." He said, "For the first time in my life, Friday Shabbos, I was like, I was over the week. The first time I started the sugya Friday. I opened up the sugya Friday. I had to, anyway. I opened up the sugya, started the sugya Friday. I never had Shri Friday Shabbos. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. It was fine. Friday Shabbos, usually I have to slip myself to get to open a sefer to this and that. So I had to open up a sugya, start seeing sugyas, the showing them, the whole thing. Friday Shabbos. What happened? He went to come Friday Shabbos, that's usually the most unproductive day. Nothing's going. Schleps sich behind. And what happened? He made a mechayiv for himself, but a mechayiv. A mechayiv was mapach. What happens if you could always have a mechayiv? So when you always have a mechayiv, what happens is, look at the chazanish in Kolosh, Kol Teir Kuvan. You have a chazanish. You have a chazanish in Kol Chal Geter, that's right. And you have a mechayiv on every Rashi, and every word, and every... So then you moitzi the koiches. Every sugi becomes like that sugi that you pushed yourself. We have Meredik HaKoyches, unbelievable Koyches, in everything. In Machshova, in Rikuz, in Svara, in Shkius, in Gvura, everything. We have Meredik HaKoyches. But they need to be pushed. This is Poshit Pshat. This is the Yisoid of Russia. It's so simple. It's not necessarily, you want to go 20 blocks, don't go 20 blocks. The word is always push yourself more than what you already will do. That's the Yisrael. Moshe holds in this, he holds his mamish mitzvah satir, a chabura, or somewhere, that the pace is when we finish, you go weiter, it's a heri satir. It's a heri satir. You're never ever going to push yourself. What do you mean when you finish, you're going to go weiter? What does that mean? It means you're relying on your koiches. That means you're relying on you yourself using all your koiches to learn the sugya properly. What's pushing you? What's stopping you? From missing 2 days. That's what he always says. He says, how could it be that a guy can miss 3 days and come back and he's not going to feel he missed anything in the sugya? What's the problem? The problem is not the 3 days. Listen, good. The problem is not 3 days. Let him miss 3 days. Okay? People miss 3 days. The problem is there's no shtup. There's nothing. The whole tzu, what's the gisha? There's nothing pushing a person. So of course, there's not going to be any production. Your brain doesn't have to dafka think. Your brain doesn't have to go. Your brain doesn't have to move. The whole, it's felt the balabayas doichik. Torah has to be learned with the balabayas doichik. That's where a person productive. That's where he gets down. He gets the protum of the sugya. He learns the sugya kidabai. Without that, he doesn't have the balabayas doichik. It's felt in the etzim tzuras haTorah. Ah, we asked the force, what do you mean? The kelim aren't there. The answer is, anyone who's really done this, anyone who's able to throw themselves, it's a tremendous, but my mom always got a tremendous bitul, atzmius, to be mahat yourself, because everyone when they come and they used to learn differently. But anyone who was able to matzliach to throw themselves totally to mahalach, they learned how to think quicker. What do you mean you learn how to think quicker? Yeah. You learn how to be moitzi mokaychis. You learn how to be moitzi mokaychis. Your body has much mokaychis. You go. The only way to think about how many hours there are in a week, It's very sad. I don't want to make open this wounds and open ugly spots. But there were 20 hours. There were 20 hours for a Seder. 20 hours. Rav Asher Eli uses 20 hours. When I went to Shira with Rav Asher Eli, I used 20 hours at least. When you use 20 hours in the Sugi, yes, you could go 20 blind as man. Rav Asher does more in a Shira than any Magadjir in the world. You do it. Yeah, you could do it. But when you don't, and there's no schlep, so yeah, you use maybe 2.5 hours, maybe ulai, ulai, ulai. And there's a seikis in between, there's no shtuk, there's nothing garnished. A person has a koyachas model, of course he has a koyachas model. But that's vishtup. This is the assert. But my mom was good. You have to be normal. This shmooze and limitai is a dangerous shmooze. First of all, I'm saying Yitzhak Naklal, someone who is not a healthy person emotionally, for various reasons, most of the time it's not a person's fault. We always speak about that. There are plenty of people who are not healthy emotionally. They have to be very careful for this again. Because they don't know balance, they don't know what it means to put pressure in the right way and not the right way. They're totally, probably part of this. They need hadroth in this sugya. Even a regular, even a person who is healthy emotionally, you always have to be balanced. Obviously, there's most of the person too much pressure. Oh, but no pressure that they say in Tavshin 9 Ches, before you get the first mission, the Baal Ba'is Teichik, what do you want? What's it? It's usher to mention the word Mechayev Shibudim. That's Torah, that's nothing. It's Mufka not to make that. Baal Ba'is Teichik. Maybe they can Nekuda. The night you think Nekuda Neflamoi. In the Farshim, many Mahalchim, many Drachim to explain. Golos Mitzrayim, the Siva for Golos Mitzrayim. The Siva for Shiva Mitzrayim. What was the Siva that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael as an Am, he had to send them down to Mitzrayim, there was Mitzrayim. Create Klal Yisrael. In the beginning of this, as the Haggadah said, Siv Chitzvah, and the Malchim, he brings the Sach Mahalchim. And one of the Mahalchim, he brings from the Shlo, if she also came to Maris Amor, the Mahalchim, the Shlo is Mechudish. The Shlo says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to teach Klal Yisrael for Avodah. To be an Eved is not simple. A regular standard human being, a spoiled human being, doesn't know how to be an Eved. An Eved has to Schwitz. I'm talking about Atzlus. And Evid, his time doesn't belong to him. He's got to schwitz, constantly work. He can't be spoiled. He's got to do hard. Sometimes even schwarze labor, things he's not used to. He's got to work hard. The Poshet had to be trained. They had to be trained. They had to go tachashibud of Pari, Evid Pari, to learn, to be margul themselves in a musig of Avdus. They used to be happy Hashem. I think that's not for the Shlom. We bazoi the feed the Shlom. All the protein that we find in the Shibud Mitzrayim, Kinirim, the Nitzrach to be Avdei Hashem. So there's one. One shtal zip. One Nekuda zip. It was the Nekuda. It was in the beginning, towards the beginning. After Moshe and Aaron came to Par, first time they came to Par, and they said, Kadosh Baruch Hu came and said, Shalach Hasami. So Par got all upset, flustered. Used to be, until now, Pari worked very hard, but he provided the materials, he provided the Caleb. He provided them what they had to work with. He says, now we're not giving them anything. They can find themselves. However, stayed in the Pasuk, this is the Pele.
The output, the quota of the output is going to stay the same exact thing. They got to produce the same exact amount of bricks as they were producing until now. But we're not giving them, we're not showing them to any kalim, any material. What's going on? Paris says, you got to produce bricks. We're not giving them anything. They're slacking off. They're being lazy. They're not working the way they're supposed to. How are they going to make bricks? What are they going to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? They don't have to have it. They don't have material. The answer is, yeah, but if you're not going to make these bricks, you're going to die. The taskmaster is going to sweep you until you die. So what are you going to do? You're going to find Tevin. Where? I don't know. Until now, you won't be able to find Tevin. You're going to find hook or crook. You're going to create new places. You're going to find the places. You're going to find Tevin. This Nekuda was a preparation for Avodas Hashem. What chil is from the Nekuda we're talking about tonight? Baal HaBayis Teichik.
this gzerik sounds mamish like the tzehir of Asher of Asher.
What's he doing? Come inside.
I have to learn 20 blot like they learned Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky or Benochem. What do you want? I mean, Rabbi Benochem and Shenkai, they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have iPhones, they didn't have smartphones. They weren't spoiled. They don't have the kalim. What do you want? We don't have the straw. We don't have the straw. What do you? What's Vils do for me? If there's a shtub, and that's what Chadosh Baruch gave them a tzir. If you have to, you're megayis koiches. You're megayis koiches. It's not stuck. You're megayis koiches. The person does more, and that's like nirpim. Hey, nirpim is what we're talking about the whole man. Nirpim is atzlus. The mensch is a nirpim. He's a misatzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked this nekuda into the Sheba, into the preparation to be Avdei Hashem. You have to shtel avek, a balabayis doichik. A balabayis doichik creates. Ay, koiches. If you're always, the mashal of Rabbi Ruchim, that was my mom over there. At the end of the first day of the Gaskach Moshe, Rabbi Ruchim says over there, what does balabayis doichik mean? It's like a while to get knage. Say to my own Nusim, my command is what he says. He says, you think balabayis doichik means? And the guy is knocking on the door. He's saying, "No, when are you getting out of here? Come, when are you coming? When are you coming? No, come on, let's go learn." That's not balabayis doich. Balabayis doich means he knocks one and he's running away already. He's running away. He's not waiting a second. Balabayis doich. He talks about the guy Eliezer Ever Avrom. Big shmuzin. It's a shmuzin. Eliezer Ever Avrom. He told Suel and Lavan. He said, "Al ta'achru oitzi ki Hashem mitzliach es darki." He said, "Don't procrastinate. I'm running. I'm going." Zot Rabbi Ruchim, the Eibishter is going, the Eibishter is running, the Eibishter, you gotta chase him. Balabayis Doichik isn't just move a little bit, isn't shtub. Balabayis Doichik is that a person's maimid, a Kaddish Baruch who's running. But again, I don't want to go to the same thing, but what can I do? Is it Tzir Otzim of Asher? Is it Tzir Otzim of a person with reasons to do in a person? You look at a Basher, his whole life is like that. He's running. Where is he running? Where are you going? You talk to the person, he doesn't have 5 minutes for you. Where is he going? He's running to Seder, he's running to another thing, he's running to this, he's running. Where are you running? He's chasing. Kadosh Baruch Hu's not waiting a second. It's not just a shtub. Kadosh Baruch Hu's running. Thursday, 5 minutes left this year. What are you starting to do, Sugi? What are you doing? What? Baba is Tarikh, and you see what he accomplishes and other people accomplish. This is a pelin noira and a chayk in the type of a person. And it's so true. Well, one mashal, and there's most of everyone's married yet. Same thing, it's not only men, it's married ladies also. You could have one housewife who she has to cook Shabbos, it takes the whole week. You can have another housewife. It's mamish the opposite. She works the whole day, she has 7 kids, she's making sudas for the whole, she's having 5 guests, and you ask her to make for the lady down the street who had a baby, and you throw her out, she does 660 things, and the whole lady can't, it's a mountain. What's the difference? It's a story of life. There are overachievers and underachievers. The overachievers, yeah, they take on more mechayvim and more mechayvim. That's the first time to know themselves. And the more mechayvim they take on, the more they do and the more they produce. Step up. That's what that's at. This person has unbelievable kaychas. And the people who don't have any kaychas, everything's a drag and they can't do anything 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 and it just feeds off itself. You can't do anything. It's the story of life. It's ruchimus, kashmus, and everything. This is the story of Balabas Terechik. This is the story of Nishboyim, the Zuzei Atzma. This is the Mishnah. Without this, we're going to remain putting my table. This is the way to become a real overachiever.
Really happy to do it.